This podcast is about connecting, about promoting understanding and inclusion through a bit of conversation. It's about enriching our community through the sharing of stories, through coming together at an event, and celebrating this little slice of leafy green land we know as Maroondah. We'd like to start these conversations by acknowledging the traditional owners of this beautiful land and its waterways, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who might be listening.
Hey, this is Connecting Maroondah, a podcast about living sustainably in our little corner of Melbourne. I'm your host, Chris, and joining me are my co-hosts, Jess E. and Jess Ness. How are you guys?
Good, mate.
Really good. Happy to be here.
Awesome. So we're making a podcast. I mean, how do you feel about that, guys? Is it scary? Is it, or are you feeling cool and okay about it?
I feel really excited about making a podcast. I think this is something that has been missing from the Maroondah community missing from the Maroondah community. I think it's something that we really need is more young people in the community making, you know, giving dialogue and having discussions about local events and issues in the local community.
Yeah, I love the idea of a lot of what we do and the way we engage with the community, having these fantastic conversations with people. Podcast gives you a platform to share those conversations, and it really enriches the content of, you know, what we see and hear in our community, hearing all of those different opinions and insight from different life experience.
Absolutely. And podcasts are just huge. And I don't think it's just young people that consume them. I mean, I think everyone is either listening to them at the moment or creating their own.
And I think the stories as well, the opportunity for people in the local community to share their stories, because there's so much going on in the local community and there are some amazing people doing amazing things. But I think sometimes all of that stuff kind of gets lost because we're busy looking outside of the community to things that are going on in the city or overseas or anywhere, and we miss that stuff that's happening in our own backyards.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's really easy to lose sight of that. Even when people share things on social media, it's so ephemeral. It just disappears in your feed in like the blink of an eye. But maybe this is a little bit more permanent, this as something we can throw out there and people can find and maybe even relate to in these difficult times we find ourselves in. So just to explain to everyone, this is not a real episode. This is our episode zero, and it allows us to seed our podcast so you guys all have a chance to subscribe to it before we hit episode one.
And we would love that.
So, I mean, what sort of things are we going to talk about with this podcast? I mean, I'm thinking sustainability is such a huge thing. It could be anything, guys. So what are we going to cover?
I think sustainability is a really important issue that we're facing at the moment. Like everything sort of to do with climate change filters into so many different parts of our day-to-day life. It will impact sport and recreation, businesses, you know, all of those things that are important to people in Maroondah. I think, you know, sustainability and climate change will have an impact on all of those things.
I think that having a podcast like this provides us an opportunity to bring in lots of locals who are doing wonderful things, empowering us with some knowledge and tools and expertise around what we can do in our local community. So many people are doing wonderful things just in our own neighbourhood that lots of you won't know about. So we'll introduce them and have some good chats.
And speaking of introductions, how about the two of you introduce yourselves for the lovely listeners out there? So that means we don't have to do it next week.
Great idea. My name is Jessa Gobi, and I am a mum. I have three children. I live in the Maroondah area. I was born in Maroondah, so I've lived here for most of my life. I spent a little bit of time overseas, so I've been around the world a couple of times, maybe more. But I, you know, raising my kids here, and I work at a local special school, so I work in the community as well. Yeah, so Maroondah is my home and pretty much always has been and probably always will be.
Thanks, Jess. I'm also Jess. I'm Jess Ness. I help coordinate the Bedford Park Community Garden, which is out the back of Central Ringwood Community Centre. And I was volunteering there for a bit over a year. And I completely fell in love with the community centre who fosters that project. And I now work for Central Ringwood Community Centre. I'm their programs coordinator. I've also got kids who school in the area. And I absolutely love Maroondah and all it has to offer. So really keen to meet wonderful people like Jess and like Chris, who I met through Transition Towns Maroondah. I'm very inspired by some of these wonderful people.
That's fantastic. All right, and I think we will leave it there. So we'd really love you to subscribe, and we'll post this on the Connecting Maroondah Facebook group. And until next week, so long, and thanks for listening.